back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day is The Mystery of Diorville Part 4, also known as Torpedoes of Destruction, which first aired on March 29th, 1940. Starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent slash Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman. When we last saw him, Superman, as Clark Kent, had come to the town of Diorville with Lois Lane to save it from the grim designs of the Yellow Mask, who had threatened to destroy it unless the city paid him the huge sum of $1 million within 36 hours. Kent has discovered that the Mask intends to wipe out the mighty Harley Dam above the city and sweep away every living thing in the resulting flood. But how the Mask plans to break the dam, guarded as it is by heavily armed police, is still a mystery. Today, as our story continues, sudden terror has seized a small group standing on top of the dam. Less than 12 hours to go before the end of the time limit set by the Yellow Mask. But already strange rumbling shocks far below the surface of the water sound the warnings of disaster. Kent, Lois Lane, and the city commissioner of Diorville, caught on the roadway of the dam, race wildly for the shore.
What's that, Miss Lane?
Miss Lane!
All right, come on, come on. Don't stop to look back.
Oh, Kent, is it going now?
No, I don't think so. Take it easy, Commissioner. That noise, whatever it was, it's all over now.
What's it
there? Kent, I give you my word, I thought it was all over right that minute.
What was it? What happened?
I can't imagine. Felt like an earthquake shock.
Yes, or an explosion way down under the water.
Explosion? Yes. Say, it might have been at that.
But why? Even if the Mask is going to blow out the dam, we've still got 10 hours by his own word.
Yeah, that's right. Till midnight tonight.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. Look, here's why I followed you out here. This letter came just after you left my office.
What is it?
It's a note. Don't ask me how it came, because I don't know. All I know is that I found it on my desk. I'd have sworn there hadn't been a soul in the room. Here, read it, Kent.
All right. To the city commission. The secret empire is becoming impatient. I am not pleased with the way Diorville meets my demands. Let there be more speed, or I may change my mind. Signed, the Yellow Mask.
More speed. May change his mind. Kemp, what's he mean by that?
Commissioner, the Mask may be fooling us. It's not like him to give such a plain warning.
Mr. Kent, I don't understand you.
Well, I mean just this. What if the Mask doesn't mean to blow up the dam at all? What if he's got some other scheme?
Kemp, why do you think that?
Well, he's let us know too much. Almost looks as if he wanted us all up here while he worked out another plan somewhere else.
If that's the case, what can we do?
Well, Lois, Miss Lane, you go back to town with the commissioner. Back to the meeting. Isn't that your car right over there?
Yes, it is. Are you sure that's the best thing to do?
I'm not sure. Right now, nobody can be sure of anything.
Well, I'll take your word for it, Kent. Come along, Miss Lane. Oh, start up, Peters. We're going back.
Mr. Kent, what are you going to do?
Oh, stay around and keep my eyes open and my ears.
All right. Get in, Miss Lane. That's it. And, Kent, whatever happens, try and get back for the meeting.
I'll do that, Commissioner. That's a promise.
Don't forget, and good luck to you.
Not only to me, good luck to all of us. Luck, huh? Well, we'll need a little luck. Now that they're gone, I think it's time Clark Kent gave way to Superman. Any of those policemen watching? No. I think I'll have a look underwater, find out where those explosions came from. Here I go.
Here. Here's something. Looks like a piece of polished metal. And right up against the dam, too, where the crack is. I can get it loose from the bottom. Now then. Got it. Pried it loose. Now up. Up in the air. And over to shore to see what it is. Up.
In the shelter of a group of pine trees, Superman examines the curious object he has taken from the bottom of Harley Lake. Amazement shows in his eyes. He leaps again into the sky and streaks for the meeting chamber in the Council Hall of Dyerville, where fear-stricken citizens look at each other with pale, drawn faces.
I don't know what to do. No, there's no question. Don't you know better than to call me out now? Who is it?
There he is, Commissioner. Said you knew him.
Oh, Kent. Well, quick, man. Has anything happened?
Commissioner, where's Miss Lane?
She's all right. She's waiting in my office. What about the mask?
Well, Commissioner, I've found the reason for that explosion we felt this afternoon.
Yes?
It was a torpedo.
A torpedo?
That's what I said, an underwater torpedo fired from somewhere up the lake at the face of the Harley Dam. No wonder it shook.
Yes, but why? The time hadn't expired. What was the reason?
Well, number one, to terrify us. Number two, to show us what he could do. Commissioner, when the time comes, the yellow mask can blow that dam into 1,000 bits.
Where is he? Can't we find him and stop him?
Well, we might if we had time. Right now, he could be anywhere on Harley Lake, and it's getting dark. No time for that, Commissioner. What's the meeting doing?
Oh, nothing. Talking it over, arguing back and forth. We have a radio in there in case the mask sends another message.
Oh.
And the proceedings are being broadcast so that everyone in Dyerville will know what's going on.
Well, will they pay the money?
Well, I don't know. Do you
think... Look here, Commissioner.
Yes?
Now, tell me quickly. If the dam does go, how does the water come down on the city?
Billions of gallons, Kent. Well, there wouldn't be a chance.
No, that's not what I mean. What's its course? Which way does it go?
Down through the Jefferson Gorge, and then into the valley. And Dyerville's right in the way.
Through the gorge?
Yeah.
Commissioner, if you could block that gorge, what would happen?
Why, I don't know. Yes, I do, too. And the flood would go down the old riverbed.
And miss the city?
Miss it entirely, and join the river again 2 miles below Dyerville.
Commissioner?
Yes?
Could you dynamite that gorge? Block it up?
Well, I don't know. No, we couldn't. Not in the time we have.
Well, try it. Call in the Army. Have their engineers get right out there and set charges. It's your only chance.
Well, Kent, if you think... Well, if that's the only way... Listen, they're calling for a vote. I've got to go back in there, Kent. You'd better come, too. They'll make a final decision. Come along.
All right.
Well, gentlemen, are you ready for the question, gentlemen?
Yes, put it to a vote.
We've made up our minds.
They can't blackmail us. Gentlemen, it has been moved and seconded that no further action be taken in the matter of the demands made on Dyerville by the figure known as the Yellow Mask. All those in favor?
Aye!
Contrary-minded? It is so voted. Gentlemen, you have made your decision, and I think a wise one. The people of this city cannot yield to the threat of fear.
Very well, gentlemen. You have made your decision. And I have made mine.
Where is it, Commissioner?
It's coming over the radio.
I shall not wait until midnight. I shall destroy your city now, at once. That others may know what it means to defy the will of the Yellow Mask. Run for your lives, you fools. Save them if you can.
Another threat. Yes.
I have released my torpedoes. The flood is already on its way.
Put us on the way.
Order! Order, gentlemen. He can't mean it. That was just a threat. He can't do it. Now keep your seats, gentlemen.
Commissioner,
yes.
Whose voice was that broadcasting?
You heard it on the radio yesterday. You know who it was, but I don't believe him. Where's that news reporter? Where's Clark Kent? Where is he? Give us a minute to go. Where's he gone?
Commissioner! Where's the commissioner?
Yes, Miss Lane. What's the matter?
Quiet! Yes. All of you, listen! A phone call just came in, Commissioner.
Yes.
The dam. It's been blown to pieces. Harley Dam is destroyed. The flood is coming down on Dyerville.
Get the high ground.
I've got to get to my family.
And meanwhile, where is Clark Kent? Vanished from the scene, changed in a twinkling to the flying form of Superman. Faster than an airplane, red cloak streaming in the wind, he rushes back up the valley to meet the boiling, roaring flood of Harley Lake, pouring down toward the narrow gorge of the Jefferson River.
If I ever worked fast, this has got to be the time. First to see if that devil was telling the truth, then to block up the gorge. It's one chance in 1,000. Even Superman can't hold back a flood. Oh, it won't hurt me, I can't drown. But it can kill every living soul in Dyerville. Faster! Faster! Ah, there it is. Going like a mill race. So you did it after all, Mask. Well, let's see if there's still time to stop you. Back to the Jefferson Gorge.
Racing ahead of the flood, Superman swoops down to the only place where it can be turned from the doomed city, the narrow bend of the man-made gorge. Rocky cliffs rise 100 feet on either side. Down thunders a towering wall of angry water.
There it is. Can't get there ahead of the water, but maybe I can block it off. Down, down.
Tearing at the granite walls, floodwaters raging on every hand, Superman rips into the living rock, sends great masses plunging to the foot of the gorge. But more is needed, and yet more. The water is thundering through. A great point of stone hangs high overhead.
One last chance. If I can rip that loose, crash it down there in the middle. Here goes. Not much time. Once more. It's cracking. It's starting to go. Now! It's down! It's done it! It's blocked the gorge! The flood! The flood's going down the old channel! It'll miss Dyerville by half a mile!
In the last second of time, Superman tears down the high rocky walls of Jefferson Gorge, turns aside the main stream of the flood, sends it down its old harmless channel, saves the city of Dyerville. And 2 hours later, in a telegraph office on the city's main street.
All right, here comes another sheet. Same address. Perry White, Daily Planet. Well, Mr. Kent, fancy meeting you here.
Hello, Lois. Well, they tell me it's all over. The flood missed Dyerville.
And once again, do you mind telling me where you've been all the time?
Oh, I don't know. Out and around.
Well, one thing's certain. This time it's my story and not yours.
Your story?
You bet it is. Your cowardly running away cut you right out of it. I've sent Mr. White a complete account of how Dyerville was saved from the flood. This is one time, Mr. Clark Kent, when you weren't in on it.
Hiding a smile, Kent turns away. Then the smile abruptly fades. Dyerville is saved, as Lois says. But what of the Yellow Mask? Suddenly, Kent realizes that the mad menace is still at large. And who can tell where his next blow will strike? So be with us again next time and follow the exciting story of Superman.
And remember, be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Now, starting with our second episode, they seem to be breaking these up into six-part stories. So, we're going to kick off The Emerald of the Incas Part 1, which first aired on April 1st, 1940. Starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman. As our story opens today, Clark Kent sits at his desk in the city room of his newspaper, putting the finishing touches on a follow-up story about the bursting of the great dam at Dyerville, a strange adventure in which Superman played a thrilling part. But already an even stranger adventure is at hand. Above the clatter of typewriters and news tickers, Kent hears the door of a private office open behind him. He half turns in his chair, just as Jay Hamlin, assistant to Editor White, calls him by name.
Hey there, Clark Kent.
Right here.
Come in here a minute. Close the door. This is something very special, Kent. And if Mr. White were here, I know that he'd want you to take it on. Oh, I don't think you know Miss Beecham, do you?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Elsie, this is Clark Kent.
How do you do, Mr. Kent?
Delighted to know you, Miss Beecham.
Sit down, Kent. Pay close attention. You've heard of Dr. George Haven Beecham, haven't you? Explorer, scientist, archaeologist?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, Elsie's his daughter.
Oh.
Yes, I've known her since she was an infant. And her father is one of my closest friends. Now, here's the situation. Something mysterious and unusual has happened to Dr. Beecham. But suppose you tell the story, Elsie, huh?
It may sound a little silly to Mr. Kent.
Oh, I'm sure it won't. Go right ahead, Miss Beecham.
From the beginning, Elsie.
Well, it's this way. 9 months ago, my father went into the jungles of South America to supervise the excavation of some ancient tombs. He wrote to me regularly, and everything seemed to be quite all right.
How often did you hear from him, Elsie?
Oh, about once a week. The last letter came 2 days before he sailed for home. In it, he told me not to meet him at the boat.
Oh, that's strange. Did he give any reason?
Well, none at all. He said he'd phone me.
And did he?
Yes, he did. 2 hours after the boat docked.
Well, what did he say, Miss Beecham?
Practically nothing. He sounded almost ghostly. like a man afraid of his life.
Oh, now, you're just imagining things, Elsie. If I know your father, and I do, he's never been afraid of anything.
That's just what's had me worried. That and the instructions he gave me.
What were the instructions, Miss Beecham?
Well, first he told me he couldn't see me for quite some time.
That in itself isn't natural, Kent. Elsie and her father have always been devoted to one another.
I see. Go on, Miss Beecham.
He said he was going out to Brentwood for a while, that he had to be alone.
Did he say where in Brentwood, Miss Beecham?
The Stone House. But he warned me not to try to communicate with him. He said he was quite well and that he'd brought back a native servant to look after him. A half-breed named Zingray.
You did try to call him, though, didn't you?
I waited until yesterday. Then I couldn't stand it any longer.
You phoned?
Yes. There was no answer.
Huh. Well, that's queer. If your father was using the Stone House in Brentwood as a hideaway, it seems to me he'd be there.
That's just how I felt, Mr. Kent. Now you know why I'm so worried.
Have you thought of notifying the Brentwood police?
Oh, no, I didn't dare. Father despises publicity. He'd be furious with me.
Oh.
There's only one thing to do, Kent. You take Elsie to Brentwood and find out what's what.
Why, I'd be glad to. Now, let's see, it's six now. Well, suppose we have dinner, Miss Beecham, and then drive out.
I'd love to, Mr. Kent.
Well, shall we leave now? We don't want to get out there too late.
Oh, I'm ready, if you are.
Let me know the moment you find out anything.
Sure thing, Mr. Hamlin.
Goodbye, Uncle Jay, and thanks a million.
Forget it, and stop worrying.
Oh, goodness. What a dreary-looking place. Is this Brentwood, Mr. Kent?
This is Brentwood, all right, Miss Beecham. And I think that's Stone House, back of those trees and behind that iron fence.
Well, if Dad's there, he certainly doesn't want callers. Why, it looks completely closed up.
Yes, not a light anywhere. Oh, say, I guess we passed the gate.
The gate?
You know, leading into the grounds.
Oh. Well, what are you getting out for? Where are you going, Mr. Kent?
Well, I just thought I'd run back and see if the gates are open. Wait here a minute, will you?
Well, don't leave me alone here too long, Mr. Kent.
Don't worry, Miss Beecham. I'll be right back. She doesn't try to follow me. Something about the look of this fence and gate I don't quite like. It's too carefully hidden away back at the shrubbery. Purposely hidden. I wonder why. Ah, here we are. Now, I wonder if I can get through the fence or over it or... Oh! Oh. Electrified, eh? Quite a jolt, too. Ah, this looks like a job for Superman. Pretty smart, shooting high-powered voltage through an iron fence, but not smart enough. Get back out of the shrubbery and look around. Ah, here's the gate. That's probably electrified, too. Well, I'll just kick it in and drive the car right through. Nothing like arriving in style. Here goes. Hey, whoever built this gate certainly did want privacy. Well, he won't have it long. There, that does it. Now, back to Miss Beecham as Clark Kent.
Oh, here you are. Is everything all right?
I can't say just yet, but things are certainly opening up. Let's turn the car around and see what's going on at that house, eh?
Well, what are we going to do? Drive right in?
Sure, why not?
Well, it doesn't seem exactly as though we're wanted, Mr. Kent.
We'll find out soon enough. Ah, here's the entrance.
Why, those gates. Did you say you just opened them?
More or less. Why?
And they look like they were blown in a hurricane.
Well, they were old and rusty, Miss Beecham. They just fell apart.
Well, what are you stopping here on the driveway for? And why are you switching off the lights?
Now, look here, Miss Beecham. I'm going to tell you quite frankly that we may run into trouble.
Oh, Mr. Kent, what do you mean?
Now, please, don't get hysterical.
I won't, but...
Miss Beecham, I want to go up to that house and have a look around before... Well, before they know we're here.
Mr. Kent, do you think anything's happened to my father?
Now, Miss Beecham, honestly, I don't think anything, not yet.
Then why all the secrecy? Why are you leaving me here and going to the house yourself? Oh, you must know more than you're telling me.
Now, believe me, I don't. It's just that your father and whoever else is with him in the house seem to want privacy, and they've tried to make sure of it. For some unknown reason, that privacy is vitally important to them.
Oh, let me come with you.
No, now, please. You just stay here and watch the car. And if you see anything, or want me for anything, blow the horn.
Oh, Mr. Kent, I'm afraid. I don't like it here. The awful silence. The darkness.
No, there's nothing to be afraid of. You just sit tight while I investigate.
But Where will you be?
Not too far away. Remember now, if anything happens, just blow that horn and keep blowing.
All right, Mr. Kent. But please hurry. Please hurry.
Poor kid. She's frightened stiff. And little wonder. I don't like to leave her alone, but she can't be around when Superman's doing his stuff. And it looks like he has to. Well, I'll just climb up the side of Stonehouse a little way and see what's doing.
Clinging to the second-story window of Stonehouse, Superman peers into the dark interior, listens intently. A door slams, and suddenly the night is stabbed by the wild blowing of the auto horn and the weird baying of hounds.
What's that? Somebody's blowing the horn. Elsie must be in trouble. All right, Miss Beecham, I'm coming.
Help! Help me, Mr. Kent!
She's being attacked by huge mastiffs.
Get down! Get down, you beast! Help!
Miss Beecham, help! I'm coming.
Help! Get me out! The dogs! They're climbing through the windows! Help, Mr. Kent!
Stay in the car, Miss Beecham. Don't get out. I'll take care of them.
They're coming in, Mr. Kent. Save them! Help!
Down! Down!
Down, you!
Get down, you!
Look out! They're tearing to pieces. They're walls.
Don't worry about me. Roll those windows up. There. I've got the black one.
Look out for the other one. He's leaving at you, Mr. Kent.
No, you don't. Feel like a fight, eh? All right, so do I. How about this? And this?
Where are you, Mr. Kent?
I'm all right, Miss Beecham. Now then, you hounds, home before I tear you to pieces. Go on, get away. And don't come back. Go on.
Oh, Mr. Kent, have they gone? Mr. Kent.
Coming right back, Miss Beecham. Now they've gone, Miss Beecham. You can come out of the car if you like.
Oh, they frightened me so, Mr. Kent. Came out of nowhere, out of the darkness like wolves.
Yes, they did look pretty dangerous. The black one particularly.
I was sitting in the car waiting for you when I heard them barking. Suddenly they were up on the running board. Oh, Mr. Kent, it was ghastly.
Well, it's all over now. I think I'll take you along with me just in case the dogs decide to return. I've discovered there's someone in the house. Maybe your father or
Mr. Kent, what's that?
Well, I don't know. Sounds like a drum.
Drum? Mr. Kent, it's a tom-tom. Someone's beating a tom-tom.
But why?
Listen, it's coming nearer all the time. Look. Mr. Kent!
What?
There, through the trees!
What?
A man! A giant! He's coming this way! Look! Look!
What is it that Elsie Beecham has seen bearing down on them? Man or monster? Does the weird beat of the jungle tom-tom herald its approach? And what of Elsie's father, Dr. Beecham? Is he or is he not safe behind the gray walls of Stonehouse? Tune in next time and follow the exciting story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.